The Mondays with Mike and Marty podcast is brought to you by Tonic CBD. Their hemp-derived CBD and botanical blends create a completely holistic method to help you feel your best and fix your vibe. Pick up all your CBD needs at tonicvibes.com/ref/keto Mike. We're also brought to you by Sail Away Coffee. Sail Away Coffee is anchored on slogan, Live Young. Sail Away pairs a free-spirited approach to flavor with a well-traveled palate. And when you go to sailawaycoffee.com, you can get 10% off an order using code KETOMM at checkout. And finally, we're brought to you by No Matter What Apparel. Fresh apparel for every lifestyle, no matter what. And now when you go to nomatterwhatapparel.com, you can use code MikeMarty, capital M, capital M, at checkout for 10% off your order. That's MikeMarty at checkout at nomatterwhatapparel.com.
All right.
All right. What's happening, people?
What is up?
How's everyone doing tonight?
There we are. How you doing?
First hopefully I wasn't just screaming. Oh, there we go. Hopefully I'm not screaming into the mic. There we go. Hey, Kim. Beautiful. Sail Away's on. Got some pink drink.
Pink drink. We got that pink drink.
We're going to be well hydrated for this episode.
Yeah, we are.
Well hydrated. Well ketoed. Well caffeinated. It's a new slogan for the show.
I wish I had test strips. I'm probably in a very deep state of ketosis right now.
My body's probably like, dude, what are you, like, putting back into your body? What's wrong with you?
Yeah, I had, like, what did I have today? I didn't even have a lot. I'm in, like, a severe caloric deficit right now, not even on purpose.
Well, I've been eating, like, shit for the past couple days, so.
I had some fava beans.
Fava beans.
The jerky. I got a
little Silence of the Lambs.
Oh, yeah. I got a salad from Roast, which was disappointingly horrible, so I
really
threw it out. Yeah,
is that what you put your fava beans on?
Yes.
Okay.
I sprinkled them.
Saw a picture of that.
And then I did a little bit of cave shake.
Okay.
And then I got a poke bowl.
Nice. I've been on a real kick lately of making this crustless taco pie for lunch.
Okay.
So it's basically just ground beef. So it's like 80-20 ground beef.
Okay.
It's like 4 eggs, some heavy cream, some salt, pepper. I put in some like green onion pepper-ish stuff. Salt and pepper, I said. And this time I put in some red pepper flakes.
That's always
just throw the beef in. Oh, and some cheese. Mix in some cheese. Mix in everything together. And then throw it in a little like pie pan, sprinkle some more cheese on top, and bake it.
Wow!
Super simple. Tastes like 15 minutes to like make everything, and then it's like 20 minutes to cook. And it tastes fucking awesome. And it lasts the week. Get like eight slices, 4 days a week.
Yeah.
You know, you get two nice little slices for lunch every day.
I like making the egg muffins, keto egg muffins.
Yeah, those are really
good. That reminded me of that, because you could do that. You'd make like 12 of them, and you just keep them in the fridge.
Yeah. Freeze them. Let me share this out.
Same.
Come join the party tonight. But I've been eating like shit the past couple days. Horse shit.
You have?
Yeah, like.
What have you been having? Anything good at least?
Let's see. What did I have? Thursday, me and the wife had pizza
because
we went to some open house at a school by us to figure out what we were doing with Riley when she goes to nursery school.
Okay.
So we had a couple slices of pizza there. Then Friday.
What kind of pizza?
Pizzeria in my town. Like really, really good pizza.
Like regular pizza?
Yeah, regular pizza. But I had, they started like, about a year and a half ago, they started making like specialty pizzas, maybe even longer.
Specialty slices, I love those.
But I had a
chicken and pepper slice, and it's on like a, I want to say it's a flatbread, but it's not a thin crust, but it's like a little thicker than a thin crust.
Okay.
I don't really know. Obviously, thicker than a thin crust is like regular pizza.
Yeah.
But I don't know. The way they do it, it's like cooked unique. Very well. Yeah. So I had that, pepperoni pinwheel.
Okay.
And a white slice.
Ooh. Yo, right. Pepperoni pinwheels. Oh, oh my God, bro. Dipped in the sauce.
Oh, yeah. So good. So I had that on Thursday. No, by all means. Got cracked them open, man.
I forgot this wasn't open. Only one more. That's good. Oof.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, pepperoni pinwheel. Oh, that was a good one. Shit.
Cheers, homie.
Cheers. Oh, pepperoni pinwheel. That's all I'm thinking about now.
Yeah, it was really good.
Yeah. I used to love those. And I used to do pepperoni pinwheels. I would dip them in the sauce. And chicken rolls.
Chicken rolls.
There's a place right here near
chicken
me.
Chicken rolls? Calda.
Chicken roll was like the size of a fucking infant
like
child.
Big cup of sauce.
Dude, oh my God.
Just dip it in. Oh, yeah.
Cheese and they left like the dough kind of raw on the inside.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So that was Thursday.
Okay.
And Friday, me and a friend went to grab some lunch. We were going to get ramen.
Oh,
but yeah. We couldn't find the place that we were going to. It was like a 35 minute wait. So a new place opened up and we went, it was kind of like ramen, but it wasn't, but it was like thick noodles and a sauce and I don't know, it was really, really good. Hmm. And apparently it was their second day open. And the guy's like, he's like, I just want to let you guys know that our credit card machine's not up and running. He's like, this is like a soft open still.
Oh.
And I was like, oh, I had no idea.
That's pretty cool. Good for them.
He's like, we do cash and we also do Venmo.
Mm-hmm.
And
I was like, oh, really?
I was like, interesting.
That's actually a really good idea.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that was fucking phenomenal. Really spicy, really good, really good thick noodles.
Mm-hmm.
Had that for lunch. And then Friday we got pizza again. But we were off of Seamless at this place. Kelly ordered dinner for us on Seamless at 6:30. She was going to the movies at like 7:30.
Mm-hmm.
She left at 7:30. Food didn't come yet.
Interesting.
Time ticked away. Slowly but surely. And I'm like, what the fuck? What is going on? I was like, A, I don't know where she ordered from because she ordered on Seamless and then she left. So I'm like, fuck. I was like,
I can't even call a place.
So at 9:00, my doorbell rang. And I'm like, the guy's like, I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, it's 2.5 hours later, dude. I was like, you should have been here 2 hours ago.
Wow.
What the fuck?
That's bad.
The pizza wasn't even good. Like, I had like two slices because I was fucking hungry.
Yeah.
It wasn't even that good.
Wow.
Two and a half hours.
That's fucked up.
Yeah.
Oh, they're pissed.
So then that was Friday. And then Saturday, I don't even know what I ate on Saturday. I forget. Something shitty, though. I'm sure it was. And then yesterday, our cousin came over and baked with Riley and made some cupcakes and
nice.
And some cookies. Hmm. So,
yeah. Okay, you can't go wrong, cupcakes and cookies.
And they did like a bunch. They had like samples galore at Stu Leonard's on Saturday. Yeah. What the fuck did we make on Saturday? Oh, we bought bread. Like a long loaf of bread,
mm-hmm.
Put some ricotta cheese and some honey on it.
I've heard of that before.
Put some ricotta and some honey. Awesome.
Hmm.
And we had that.
I have heard of that.
That was really good. And that was my weekend of shitty indulgences. So.
All right. Well.
Can't be keto all the time, guys.
No, you can't. Can't be keto all the time. You could try, but it's okay if you
don't. And today, back on it.
Yeah. Not bad, right? Well, that's the big thing.
Mm, ice cube. Do you guys do meatloaf? I do meatloaf. I enjoy meatloaf.
Have any candy corn yet? Ha!
Yeah. Have you had any candy corn, Mike?
No. Not yet.
Yeah.
You best believe I'm going to have some candy corn.
It's the worst candy ever.
That's so fucking good. You know what I saw today on Instagram?
The worst candy ever.
I saw this thing on Instagram. It was the picture of the United States, and it said least favorite candy of the entire country by state.
And it was all candy
corn.
Good, as it should be. I'm sure that's like, bless you. I'm sure it's a worldwide thing.
Oh, it is. I could eat a 2 pound bag of candy corn.
Worst.
I could eat a 2 pound bag of it. That's my Aunt Laura. Because I used to love candy corn from even when I was young.
Terrible.
And I love meatloaf.
Meatloaf's delicious.
I can't believe that place, Rustic. What was it? Primal Roots.
Where's that?
In Smithtown.
Okay. Is that the place you were talking about?
Yeah, but it closed down already.
Did it?
A couple months.
Did it just open it up? That sucks.
It was a bad location. It was on a main road.
Okay.
In like a little village. Huge parking lot. A lot of parking. But it wasn't the right area.
Bless you.
Thank you. It's a fucking allergies.
Sorry,
Jesus
guys.
Christ. Yeah, sorry.
What are you
gonna do? You have to listen to me sneeze. Allergies.
That sucks.
Yeah, it was. They had a good concept too. The owner, I don't think, was all there. He was a little whacked out.
That's always a tough thing too.
Cool idea, cool concept, cool, like, the entire, like, environment was cool.
If you don't
cool.
get a person that knows how to run it,
no.
Or if you're in a bad area,
no.
You're destined to fail.
And the food was good, too. I mean, like, genuinely. Like, he cooked with cassava flour, like, avocado oil. Like, it's just not, like, in, like, a Huntington Village or, like, in Manhattan,
but not
Williamsburg, something like that would have worked. But, like, Smithtown, it just wasn't a good area.
No.
Not enough people. You have to go where people actually give a shit about that.
Right.
You know, like, you have to make sure people you're catering to are going to spend $3 extra on a meal because
yep.
it's cassava flour instead of wheat flour.
Yeah.
So.
Well, that
but
sucks.
I had the meatloaf when I was there, which is where I was going with
meatloaf.
That. Meatloaf! Ma!
The meatloaf! I don't know what she's doing in there. What is she doing?
I never know what she's doing.
I never know what she's doing.
All right, well.
I have made a keto meatloaf quite a few times.
You have?
That's always good.
I want to make a meatloaf with bacon, like infused.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Bacon bits.
You always put bacon in
always,
meatloaf.
Right?
Always. Kelly makes a really good turkey meatloaf, but she does use breadcrumbs and some barbecue sauce.
Could do crunched up pork rinds.
It's not always the most keto-friendly meal,
that's
but
probably really good.
It's really delicious. She does a really good job. You do a really good job of your meatloaf, Kelly. Just so you know.
Just to let you know.
Just so you know. Now we got Halloween coming up this week.
Oh, we do. I can't believe it.
I know.
People are like, everyone was like at Halloween parties this past weekend, and I was like, already? And I looked at the date, and I was like, what?
Wednesday.
Like, holy shit.
It's fucking time's flying by, bro.
Candy corn.
Don't worry. I'm sure there'll be plenty left over.
Oh, there will be. There's always leftover after, and they're like super discounted.
Oh, yeah.
Like 85% off candy corn because nobody fucking
free,
wants it.
Free.
We will pay you $2 to take this bag.
We will give it to you. Just get it out of our store as soon as possible. We might. You know that whole Jimmy Kimmel thing that he does with his kids on Halloween by any chance?
No.
So every Halloween, Jimmy Kimmel does this like. People send in videos of them telling their kids that they ate all of their candy.
Okay.
And the kids get
like
really upset and like they cry and stuff. So people send him videos and he does like a whole compilation of like,
yeah.
It's like, hey, I ate your candy. So I think we might do that to Riley.
Oh, I think she's going to be pissed.
I think she's going to get really upset.
That would make a really good video.
I think we might try and do it.
That's a good idea.
Yeah.
I would at least try.
Yeah. And then I'm going to be like, no, really, though. I ate all your candy.
No, but I actually did.
Seriously, there's no more candy left. This is the last piece.
See, like, candy for me, it just, like...
No, doesn't do it for you?
No. Like, we have a bowl of candy that sits on the table every year, and I walk past it, and, like, I really... You know how it is.
Yeah, no, I get
it. If I really wanted to, I could just take a couple pieces. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It's not going to kill me.
No.
But... I just look at it and I'm just like, meh.
Just not, okay.
Yeah, it's just, and I used to love candy. I was a candy fiend.
I fuck with candy.
But it just, now I'm just like, eh.
Fuck.
I could walk past the bowl all day long and I'm just like, eh. Like maybe I'll have like a piece But we get like the little fun sized ones. Yeah. So it's like really not really.
Well, yeah, I'm just not like, eating full candy bar.
Yeah.
So, but like I eat like 10 of them, so it's like,
I was telling a customer, I was telling someone today, I'm just going to be a dick and give out, you know, like those little bags, little baggies of Mott's pre cut apples.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a kid, of course you know what I'm talking about. I'm talking to you. I want to give those out. Celery sticks and carrots. Here you go.
I hate you. I would hate you. Well, we're giving out like fruit snacks and pretzels. It's probably because we also eat a lot of the candy, so it doesn't even make it to Halloween.
Yeah, true.
We would buy like bags of Halloween candy, and then like we'd open it, and then occasionally we'd be like, I'll grab one, Kelly will grab one.
Yeah.
And she'll grab like three, and then, like, then I'll grab four. Yeah. And before I know it, we have no more candy left. I'm like, fuck.
I used to do that when I was younger at my grandparents' house. I used to be obsessed with, I still would be. Okay, so M&M's, right?
Yeah.
I love M&M's.
They're delicious.
For some reason, I only liked the Christmas M&M's, the red and green ones.
Okay.
It's the same shit.
Oh, yeah.
They don't taste any different. No. But for some reason, I liked those more.
Absolutely.
And I, once I had those, I wouldn't eat the other M&M's. Like, even, like, during the year.
It's a placebo effect.
Like, in the summer, I'd be, like, searching for, like, Christmas M&M's. Like, the red and green ones. It's just, I love Christmas, so I guess they were just, like, whatever. I used to take handfuls of those. My grandma used to, like, keep a glass bowl of them out. And I used to just like
throw them right in your mouth.
Like this. Like a
yep.
And then, yeah. And then, like, time dinner, Christmas dinner would come, and I'd be like, yeah, I'm not hungry.
Why, Mike? What'd you eat? I ate all the M&M's.
And I didn't even try to lie, either. I was like, I just fucking ate a pound of M&M's.
My mom would always buy bags of M&M's, of, like, peanut M&M's or just, like, regular M&M's.
You know which ones I've tried?
I would definitely pretzel M&M's. Pretzel M&M's are awesome.
Those are fucking good.
Peanut butter M&M's are the best fucking M&M's.
I also used to like Reese's Pieces.
Oh, well, Reese's.
Those, too. I used to eat... like an insane amount.
Now, are we talking the actual pieces?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like the real, like,
oh, yeah.
The M&M's, but like the red. Were they orange, yellow, better. And brown?
Yeah. But 1,000 times better?
Yeah.
I could house an entire bag of that.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Like now.
Wow, those are awesome.
Yeah.
Hi, Lori.
Hey, Lori.
Yeah, damn. Fucking Christmas M&M's.
Yeah. If you guys are wondering what we're drinking tonight.
Oh, yeah.
Mike, I'll let you.
Alright, so this is, I don't know if you can see it. I'm gonna blow it up on my Instagram story later. And it is keto BHB salts, so exogenous ketones, by one of my favorite companies, VMI Sports. So I was telling you before, they're a bodybuilding company. So they make pre-workouts, amino acids, creatine, they make proteins, they make weight gainers and liquid carnitine, and then they make some like pills and stuff like that, like test boosters and shit like that. Cool stuff.
Yeah,
but
good products.
They made an exogenous ketone supplement, and it's really good.
It's delicious.
It's delicious, and it's pink lemonade flavored, and it's all natural as far as no artificial sweeteners, no artificial flavors. No artificial colors.
So no artificial sweeteners is huge.
That's huge because...
a lot of companies...
Yeah. And he doesn't use sugar alcohols, which is really nice.
Which is
and
even
he,
better.
He very well could have. And it still would have been a great product, but I'm glad because I can't handle sugar alcohols.
Yeah.
And really I like it. And I like it because he's a bodybuilding company. He puts artificial sweeteners and colors and dyes in fucking everything.
Of course.
But, like, I mean, it's a bodybuilding company. Like, he knows...
You're like, a fuck.
Yeah. He knows his market. He knows that he doesn't have to care about that because his consumer doesn't care about that.
Right.
And that's what his products are. Dude, I've never tasted better products than his.
I would definitely say that.
Like, even with the artificial stuff in there.
Fucking awesome.
Awesome. He hit it on
the... tastes like pink lemonade.
Hit it on the head without artificial sweeteners. Yeah. His other products, even with the artificial sweeteners, he's got the flavor profiles down to a science. I mean, his products are delicious.
Does a really good job of this.
Yeah. So...
I would...
These just launched. Yeah, these just launched today. They're not even in distribution yet.
Yeah.
So within the next week, they'll be ready to order.
VMI Sports.
I'm going to blow it up on my Instagram story later.
Nicely done, guys.
Nicely done.
Nicely done.
Very nicely done. And
come on the show. Let's talk about your ketone supplement.
He probably would, actually. So awesome job. That's what we're drinking. Yeah. The pink drink.
This pink drink.
Lori, it's making me hungry for chocolate. Lori, you know what? The struggle is real, and I feel you because I'm always hungry for chocolate.
Word.
I'm forever hungry for chocolate.
I was gonna get the Smart Sweets because they make like individual packets now.
Yeah.
And they made them just for Halloween though.
Ooh. Well, I mean, that's a good idea.
So I was gonna buy a bag, and Kelly's like, she's like, no. She's like, don't do that.
No.
She's like, I would be so mad at you if you started giving out like
those Swedish
healthy
fish,
treats. Healthy
they treats. Kids wouldn't even know.
I'm like, they're fucking delicious though.
The kids wouldn't even know.
I'm gonna start giving out ketone supplements. Like, stay keto, kids.
The kids are gonna be running around all jacked up. Be flying. The parents are gonna come back and be like,
what'd you give my child?
Did you give my kid crack?
Yeah, I gave them ketones.
Essentially, yeah. Basically. That's what I feel like when I drink them.
I'm feeling great right now.
Tonic's gonna come back on.
Yes.
We have a tentative date.
Okay.
Which I'm going to leave a surprise, but I'll tell you obviously
nice.
After.
Thanks.
But they're going to come, yeah. They're stoked. Okay. They're ready to rock. They're ready to talk about a bunch of new shit.
I'm excited.
Yeah. I'm very excited to have them on.
Eric and Brittany.
Shout out. Yeah. One of our most supportive sponsors from day one.
Hands down. And if you guys don't know, you can go to episode 6.
Yeah, I think it's episode 6, yeah.
Right? They were on our show earlier.
Yeah.
And we were just starting. And they were just doing their thing, and
yeah.
Before
they got big things coming out.
They
have big things.
I think like a month after they came on our show, they moved up state.
About a month, yeah, about that,
right?
Yeah.
Because they were like, "Yeah, we're leaving Long Island."
I'm they bought a farm. They bought a farm with a house. They grow all their own stuff for the CBD.
I actually have to make it there full time. That I have to give them a huge fucking. Like respect,
because
I don't know if you got their email newsletter this week.
No,
but much fucking respect to them for the shit, for having the integrity to run their business the way they do it, and not just taking. I don't want to like blow it up, but like the summary of the email letter was that like. They met with investors and they want to do this with their farm and they want to, you know, things get expensive running shit, you know, especially with their business. It's like, it's not the most like cheap business to run considering you have a farm, you have manufacturing, you have extraction of everything, the science behind it. And
the amount of time that it takes.
Someone offered them, I guess, like a really fuck ton of money basically. And they were just like, and I think it was another CBD company, maybe. I guess they, like, manufacture CBD. And, like, they're like, we'll just put it out. And I think Brittany was just saying, she's like, no. She's like, I want to do it this way. I want to make sure that the products are right and, like, there's no THC in them. Yeah. And there's nothing, like, there's no artificial shit. And everything's done properly the way I built this business. And the guy basically, like, the way the email letter said was just like, he's like, you just want to get your products out there. He's like, that's all people care about.
Yeah.
He's like, nobody cares about anything else. He's like, they just want to see your name on the shelf, no matter what it is. And they're basically like telling them to be like, just make an inferior product and just sell it because no one's going to give a fuck.
That's how most companies think.
And it was just like, they were just like, she's just like, no. She's like, I can't.
No.
I couldn't do that. She's like, it's a fuck ton of money.
Yeah.
And...
that's why
I could hands down just feel like I could the money that they were offering was like, of course you could take that and just be like, well, I just got all this money now.
Yeah.
And now I can just not give a fuck anymore about my product. But I give you guys the utmost respect for that fucking
respect.
Respect.
Yeah.
And like
their integrity is
you guys are
pretty
the best
great.
People,
yeah.
the nicest people,
yeah.
and I cannot be more proud and excited that you guys are part of our family and
yeah.
the podcast family and we're part of yours.
For real.
So thank you guys for doing what you guys are doing.
For real.
So
they never will sacrifice the quality of their product. And that's why I tell people, be careful when you buy CBD.
Yep.
Because it's unregulated.
Mm-hmm.
We can make a Mike and Marty CBD on my dining room table right there.
Nice.
Put whatever the fuck we want in it and sell it.
Yeah.
And nobody's going to tell us otherwise.
Nope.
Because who is there?
You label it
it's
CBD.
Unregulated. We labeled it CBD. We labeled it 500 milligrams.
Nobody gives a fuck.
That shit could be like topical hemp oil at 200 milligrams, yeah. And nobody's gonna say anything to us. Nope. So it's important that you trust and know the company you're buying from. I'll never use any other CBD besides Tonic, ever. And that's not even because they're a sponsor. They're literally not paying us to say that.
No.
I just, they have their own farm. Like they put blood, sweat, and tears into this.
And
like
effort, and
they live at that. They didn't plan on living at that farmhouse.
No.
Full time. They live there all year round.
Yeah.
Because they just, that's where their office is. That's where the farm is. I mean, they like literally do everything. They were telling me like the process, and I was just like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Bring I had no idea that much. Like I knew they worked hard. But I was like, I had Brittany no idea.
Brittany wrote down the science for me.
Yeah.
For the product that you gave you.
Yeah, Eric's gonna send me the stats on it, dude. Let me tell you something.
She told me the science behind it. Like we were talking about it, and I was just like, wow. I was like, that's fucking amazing.
It's insane.
I was like, that is really phenomenal.
Insane.
Yeah.
And that's how I know.
Do what you're fucking doing.
Yeah. Keep going.
So thank you.
And that's how I know I trust them, because I would never use that product that she gave me from anyone else.
Yeah.
Because I get really weird with that shit.
That's fair. That's fair.
But it's awesome.
Yeah. How'd your fast go? Because you said you were going to fast for 24 hours.
Didn't
fast for 24 hours. Okay.
So I was going to fast for 24 hours, and I like to listen to my body, as everyone knows.
As you should.
So I was going to go 24 hours. I was feeling okay. I was feeling good, whatever. The night, but I got screwed over the night before. I planned on having a meal with a lot of fat in it.
Okay.
So I didn't wake up starving, and I was pretty much okay.
Makes sense.
Didn't get to do that. I wound up having a jar of bone broth for my last meal. That was good. And
a whole jar of bone broth?
Yeah. It's like the epic one.
Yeah.
So
it's a lot of bone broth.
Yeah. So I did that. And then the next day, I was kind of just like, fuck, I'm hungry.
Mm.
But I have pretty good self-discipline. So I was like, yeah, I don't give a shit, whatever. Just suck it up. Drink a lot of water, have some coffee.
You'll be good.
Yeah. Had electrolytes, whatever. And then I was kind of just like, all right, like I'm kind of getting hungry. And it was super, super slow at work. So I was like, normally I would have been just snacking out of boredom.
That's,
but I was just like, fuck.
That's
so
the worst.
Yeah.
When
so
she gets really slow.
I got to about 18 hours.
Okay.
And then I called it quits because I started to feel like a little woozy.
Yeah.
But I haven't been fasting.
Okay.
So I used that 18-hour fast to
kickstart
me back into my normal 16 and 8, which I've been, yes.
Good shit.
Yeah.
Good shit.
So it was good. I felt good.
All right. You went 18 hours.
Yeah, I went 18 hours.
All right.
Yeah.
Not bad.
Yeah. Yeah. But now the 16 and 8 is, I'm back with that.
Yeah, I feel like once you make a long fast like that, it's kind of easy to get back into it.
Yeah. Plus, I feel so great when I fast. It's not even a thing. It feels
amazing.
Hey, Leanne.
Hi, Leanne.
What's up?
Welcome to the podcast.
So, yeah.
So I started watching
I was just gonna say that.
The Haunting of Hill House.
Fucking
right?
Show.
Wow.
That fucking show.
That's a fucking creepy show, man.
What episode are you on? I finished.
So I watched episodes 1 and 2.
Right.
Started watching episode 3. Got a little tired.
Okay.
Pretty sure I fell asleep watching it. And then I'm pretty sure it started episode 4.
Mm-hmm.
So I gotta go back and watch the second half of episode 3.
How do you like it so far?
It's awesome. It's a little bit confusing at first, trying to figure out like
go back
who's who. And then I actually had this conversation with my cousin last night, in that I think the hardest part is trying to figure out the daughters when they're older.
Yeah.
Because they kind of all kind of look alike.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't really know which one is which.
Yep.
So I think that was a little confusing, but it's creepy as fuck.
Yeah.
Like, really creepy.
Yeah.
Like, opening scene with, like, the girl and then, like, the person, like, staring at them.
Yeah.
Like, what the fuck?
It gets worse.
Okay.
Like, I finished the entire thing, and the last, like, the last three episodes are fucked up. Sick. Like fucked up.
Okay.
It was all, in like in the best way possible.
Okay.
I was sitting there after and I was just like, oh, what the fuck? Like it actually made me jump a couple times.
Okay.
That's hard to scare me because I love horror. So yeah. It's like, I was just like, holy shit, this is fucked up. There's well, a movie I that's similar
jumped,
to that.
I definitely jumped.
It got me a couple times.
In episode 2, when the dad was laying in bed and like...
He turns around.
And he turns
when
around.
When he feels the person. Yeah, yeah.
That was fucking creepy. Yeah. That made me jump.
And he turns around and the face is there and it fucking screams. Like, I was like, fuck.
It's like, all right. Kelly was actually just getting home from the movies at that time. And she was like just walking in. And I like, I paused it. She's like, what are you watching? I was like, The Haunting of Hill House. I was like, you probably don't want to watch it. I was like, you're not going
to
like
it. She was probably like, yeah, I'm going to go to bed.
She's like, I'm leaving.
Yeah.
She's like, I'm not watching this.
Yeah, it was the last three episodes were really...
creepy?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
There's a movie similar to that. It's called Oculus.
Oculus?
Oculus.
Okay.
It's fucking good. That's one. It's on Netflix. That's actually one that was like, that'll get you a couple times.
Okay.
It's about, so like, you know how The Haunting of Hill House is, it's the house.
Yep.
That's doing all this.
Right.
With Oculus, it's a mirror, an antique mirror.
Interesting.
Yeah. And it does similar to
what Hill House
this is doing.
All right.
But it's an antique mirror from like, the 1700s or something, whatever, I don't even know. But
probably some fucking weirdo cursed it. And
yeah, and like they go through like and they try to prove that the mirror is like does this and this, and like it's a good fucking movie. Right. Oculus. It's on Netflix if you have Netflix.
I'll check it out.
If anyone who has Netflix should watch it. That's like a highly recommend, like 10 out of 10 watch.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
Scared the shit out of me. Which is why I liked it, because I just don't get scared easily because I've loved horror.
Yep.
Like, no, I've seen so many bad horror movies now. You know, it's saturated. Suck. It's like, what the fuck is this? This is not scary. And then this
yeah,
type one.
I haven't watched a real like good.
This
good
one for one of the new movie. One for like a newer ish one. Yeah, it got me a couple times. All right. I was fucked.
All right.
Yeah.
I'll check it out.
It's good.
I like it.
It's worth the watch. Oculus is freaky as fuck.
Freaky as fuck.
Yeah.
It was, so, I guess it was a couple. Maybe it was last Christmas or two Christmases ago. We bought Riley this doll. And
God, that's how it starts.
That's what
that's
I'm saying.
That's how a fucking movie starts.
So, okay. Let me preface this. We'll get to that in a minute.
Okay.
Last night, we went to my mother-in-law's house, and Riley brought this doll into the car and stuff. And it was like, I was trying to listen to music and like it was playing songs and stuff.
Okay.
And then like all of a sudden it's like, it says something like, hey, let's play, Riley. I'm like, what the fuck? I'm like, how does that doll know that Riley's name? Because like, you programmed it. I'm like, I did?
Oh.
So I forgot that we had bought her this doll for
Christmas. I would have burned it and threw
like,
it out.
I was like, is that fucking Chucky? I was like, did a satanic serial killer fucking...
Nope.
I was like, that's... Nope.
That's how you know you watch too many movies.
Yeah, I'm like, I was like, how does that doll know her name?
Yeah.
I was like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
Kelly's like, yeah, you programmed it. I was like,
ah. That makes sense.
I was like, I forgot about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, like, that's when you, yeah, like, with me, like, the amount of scary movies I watch, like, when I have kids and that happens, I'm going to be like, yeah, sorry, sweetie, I'm going to soak this in bleach and burn it. I'll buy you a new one.
Well,
not happening. This thing's fucking haunted.
To my parents. When we were eating dinner and we like left the TV on in the basement, they would always be like, guys, they're like, who's watching TV? We're like, Chucky. Chucky's in the basement.
Chucky, I don't know.
I don't know.
Chucky. Turned on by itself. Yeah. We were up here the whole time. What do you mean?
Chucky, want to play?
They were probably like,
fucking
yeah.
Stabbed you in the eye. That was a creepy series. I was thinking of it as I was driving. I was actually thinking of Chucky. And I was like, wow. I was like, that was a really like... The first one was just like, it was creepy.
Yeah.
It's like this weird fucking serial killer possesses a doll.
Yeah.
And it's like, hi, I'm Chucky. Want to play?
No, then, motherfucker.
No, I'm going to fucking murder you.
You know what other one I liked? Annabelle.
Never saw it.
If you're not terrified of dolls after that movie, then props.
It was good. The new It?
The new It was good. I actually watched it last night. It
wasn't scary.
I saw it in the movies.
It was creepy.
See, here's my thing. I don't mind clowns.
I don't like
clowns. I don't like them, but I don't dislike them.
Okay.
And it's also like, I just, for me, it was, I saw it in the movie theaters and everyone was like, oh my God, scary as fuck. And I was like, all right, fine, let's do this. I find it more like funny. Because like in my head, right? This is like the martial arts coming out. In my head, if there was a crazy clown like just running after me, I'd be like, I would drop kick that motherfucker. And he's a clown.
Jaw and he eats
you. Yeah, and he fucking eats me.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's a clown. Like, that's funny.
Well, clowns are funny.
I just see the comedy in it. But like, yeah, I mean, like, he was creepy.
I didn't find it to be scary.
I found certain parts creepy, like he, like when he like did that like look where he like put his head down and he like, and then his smile.
Yeah.
Like when he was just standing there with the balloon.
Yep.
Like, that's fucking cool. It was creepy as fuck. Yeah. Or like when he's in the sewer, like what you see is his fucking eyes.
Oh. Yeah.
It was creepy. It wasn't scary. You're right. It wasn't scary.
I didn't think it was scary. It was creepy. Just, there was definitely some really creepy
there
parts.
Were some parts that like gave me chills. I was like, yeah, I was that's like, fucking
what
weird.
The fuck? Yeah. I was like, that's just fucked up.
Or like with the projector.
Oh, yeah.
And they're watching it. And fucking come.
And all of a sudden he fucking reappears.
Mm-hmm.
And, yep. Weird.
That was a good one.
Yeah. They're making a sequel. Continuing.
What's a good idea?
Well, they only did first half of the book.
Okay.
As the first
movie. Oh, so yeah, that makes sense. That makes sense.
Now they're doing the second half.
That makes sense.
Of the book. So, apparently, I forget. Did I ever read the book? I don't think I ever read the book, but I know there's a scene in the book that's like really like fucked up, like rapey fucked up.
Oh. That's another level of fucked up.
Yeah. So I don't know if they're going to put it in.
You got to be ballsy to do a rapey scene. A
little rapey clown scene?
Yeah.
It's weird.
That's like another level of fucking creepy. Not only is it rapey, it's not just rapey or just clowny. It's clown rapey. Yeah.
It's clown rape.
That's another level.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That'll be weird. That'll be interesting to see.
Yeah.
I don't quote me on that, but
it makes sense.
I think it does kind of make sense.
To do half and half, yeah.
Well, yes, that part. That's what you're talking about.
You know what I'm really happy about? What's November that? 1st, I'm really, really hoping it's not a rumor.
What?
Because if it is, I'm going to find whoever posted it on Facebook.
Uh-oh.
Apparently, on November 1st, they're taking all 8 Harry Potters and putting them on Netflix.
Huh. Okay.
And I'm really fucking happy about it.
Well, I know you're a big Harry Potter fan.
I am
big Harry Potter fan.
Probably too much. But whatever.
That's fine.
I'm so excited.
Just not a fan.
Because they had it on HBO.
I know.
And they fucking took it off.
Oh.
Which they had the entire thing, the entire series. And I was like, fuck. So they're putting it on Netflix, hopefully.
I have to go see Hulk.
I heard the new one was very good.
Really good.
Yeah. I heard it was very good.
That's my like favorite fucking movie.
Yeah. Maybe that's a very good one.
That's like top 3 of my favorite movies.
Really?
Is Halloween.
Yeah, like, that's a good fucking movie.
And I'm excited because it usually runs like 24. It's like A Christmas Story.
Oh, yeah.
It's like runs all day on Halloween.
Yeah, do the marathons, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a great idea.
And I like that they basically like just wiped out all the sequels.
Hmm. They just started fresh.
It just ends after the first Halloween.
Okay.
And it picks up 40 years later.
That's cool.
Every other sequel doesn't matter.
I like that concept.
Yeah. It's 40 years later after the first Halloween.
Hmm.
And then
all hell breaks. Interesting.
Loose. Yeah.
Okay.
Just because Michael Myers is just like a...
He's probably
He's just like a... like.
He's one of my favorite characters.
He just has... Obviously, they all don't have like emotion, but like... Yeah. He's just like...
He plays it well.
He plays it well, but at the same time, it's just like, it makes you just think of like walking home from school or something.
Mm-hmm.
And all of a sudden you're walking down the block and like you just see a random guy in a white mask like standing behind a tree.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he ducks behind it and you're like, I gotta cross the street.
I'm gonna turn around and run as fast as I fucking can.
I'm going that way. It's like, hey, I'm not walking that way. Just to let you know. You can come out.
You can stay there as long as you want.
Go out the other way. Just like the stature and
yeah.
the motionless of just like So, like, obviously Jason is crazy and shit, and, but, like, and he's in...
Yeah, Michael Myers but like, is just there's a classic fucking horror movie character.
Yes, yes.
Out of all the killers and the murderers and stuff.
Yeah. He's definitely my favorite.
He's just up there, yeah.
He's definitely my favorite.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Shit. Yep. I want to see that.
Yeah, I'm excited. We got to go see that soon. What else we got going on? Guys, if you couldn't tell, we have no topic tonight.
Oh, yeah, we're just intelligently rambling about shit. We decided to go off topic strategically tonight.
Figure what the hell.
So I had Pipeline Coffee again. I've been going there. I got one of those little punch cards.
Where is that place?
It's in Wantagh. All
right.
On Wantagh Avenue.
That's good, because I'm going to tell my wife, because her new office is opening there.
It's on Wantagh Avenue, and it's right before... I'm terrible with all this shit. Merrick Road.
Okay. Yeah, I think that's right by my wife's.
It's like right before you get to the train station.
All
right. So it's like, it's in the shopping center. Pipeline Coffee.
How is it?
It's fucking awesome.
Is it?
They have their own little shop.
Gotta do something, by the way.
They carry, you know, they do food.
Yep.
It's not a healthy place. It's just a coffee place. So they have like regular pastries, and I think they do like avocado toast and stuff like that.
Nice.
It's, they have Nitro on tap.
Is it their Nitro?
Yeah, that's their own brand.
Nice.
They have their own coffee.
See, that's what I like.
Yeah.
When places do their own Nitro.
Yeah.
Not that I have like anything against like going to coffee shops and them having Sail Away Nitro on tap. Because I'm definitely not angry at that at all. But it's like, if you go to like a coffee shop, most places don't carry their own Nitro.
Yeah.
Or make their own cold brew.
Yeah. And it's unsweetened.
Even better.
On tap.
Very nice.
Which is nice. So they do their own coffee. The cool thing I like is that they do coffee, iced coffee, but they do coffee ice cubes, so it doesn't water it down,
dude,
which is
fucking
awesome.
Coffee ice cubes are the fucking best. Have you ever been to Love Lane Kitchen?
No.
In Mattituck? They do iced coffee, but they make their own coffee ice cubes.
Yeah, see, that I like.
That way, when you're drinking coffee,
and
it starts to get melty, you're actually drinking more coffee.
More coffee.
More coffee.
Yeah.
Like, what the... You can't go fucking wrong with that.
And
ever.
They do... they carry Coastal Craft kombucha on tap. And
nice.
Bottle.
Nice.
And it's just a nice little vibe. Like, you sit down, fucking get your laptop, go have coffee with a friend, fucking just sit and chill. It's cool.
Where that is... Pipeline Coffee. To my wife's new office.
It's a cool place.
Guys, if you didn't notice... I posted a link in the comments.
Yeah.
I'm $260 away of reaching my goal. I have a race on Sunday to raise money for children with dyslexia.
Mm-hmm.
So if anybody can go to that link and help me reach my goal, it would be greatly appreciated. And that's all I'm going to say about it.
That's all I'm going to say about that.
Because their opening is, they're doing their grand opening of their new office after the race.
Oh,
which
cool.
Which is in Wantagh.
Yeah.
So, if I'm going to be in Wantagh, then might have to hit a Pipeline.
That's it's a must, so, yeah. Pipeline Coffee's awesome.
Okay, dope.
Shout out to Pipeline Coffee.
Yeah. And then there's that place opening in East Meadow.
Brews and Bitters? Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I talked with the guy, whoever is running their Instagram. I messaged him and I was like, hey, the next town over, when are you guys opening up? Looks really fucking cool.
It does.
It's a cool concept, which not a lot of people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
The only other place that I know does the coffee with the drinks is like a Vauxhall Radio type deal.
But they're also a food.
But they're food, and like they don't really do coffee.
Right.
They carry Sail Away. This place is going to be like a coffee shop, but also a bar.
Right.
So it's like a very cool concept. That's a cool name too. I mean, Brews and Bitters. Mm-hmm. It's a cool name. I'm excited to go check that out.
Yeah, I think they either liked a comment. They either liked a post on my Instagram.
They've been sponsoring the shit out of their ads too.
Yeah.
So people will probably.
It's been popping up.
Yeah.
But I followed them and I checked them out. And I was like, oh shit.
It looks cool. Very like.
And
old
I saw
timey.
They were in East Meadow, and I saw it last week on my way here, and I was like, where are they? And I thought they were on Hempstead Turnpike, but I realized that they're...
Back a little bit.
Back a little bit.
Okay.
So,
I hope they do well.
Yeah. Good luck, guys.
That's going to be a cool place.
And then I saw the guys of Vauxhall and Radio are opening a new bar, I believe it is, called Elsie Lane.
Hmm?
Which is right around the corner from me.
Nice.
So
I saw. Yo, if anyone knows how to fucking open a bar restaurant.
Right next, it's like right around the corner. So.
They got that nitro ice cream place.
Not that I saw that.
I haven't been there, but I walked past it because I usually, when I'm working in Huntington, I get radio. I get like keto tacos with the lettuce shell. And I walk past it. It's fucking cool.
Yeah, nitro ice cream is really
good. Yeah, it's
I had
some
in San Francisco.
It's cool.
Really, really delicious.
LC Lane, I did hear about that, yeah.
Yeah, I've been following them on Instagram
and
whatnot. So I'm hoping
they make a good bar restaurant.
I'm hoping that the food, they have some food, and I'm pretty certain, don't quote me on this, guys, but I think they'll have Sail Away on tap.
Oh, definitely.
Because there was a post and Sail Away dropped off some six packs.
Bruise and Bitters is going to have Sail Away.
I saw that. I think that's why I saw.
Yeah.
I saw them at first.
Yes. Yeah. That's actually how I first saw them.
Because
I saw it on Sail Away.
Yes.
Yeah.
On their story.
The guy Ryan.
Yep.
Ryan was putting the decal.
Mm-hmm.
And it said proudly carrying, and I was like, now I'm going to check Bruise and Bitters out because they obviously know their shit if they're going to carry Sail Away. Yeah. So I was like, all right, let's check this out. So I checked it out, and I was like, wow.
Good shit.
Now I'm definitely going.
Good shit. See, Sail Away, wherever you go, we follow.
Yeah.
Fuck just right. Like in the in Field of Dreams. If you build it, we will come.
Yeah.
You fuck serve Sail Away,
we'll
there's
be
a there. Good
You'll
chance we'll
there.
Be there.
You will find so, us there.
That was kind of a reason why I went to the Shed one time.
Oh, the Shed's the best.
So,
I fucking love that place.
Kelly wasn't a big fan of it.
What did she get?
I don't remember.
Because I went once, the most recent time.
Okay.
And I was not a fan.
Okay.
I've been there a bunch of times. Like, we're friends with the manager and all
right.
this. But like... Like, their cocktails are phenomenal. But I got the Shed Bowl. All
right.
And I was like,
eh.
Eh. Eh. But then the next day I saw the manager and he was even like, that's like the worst thing on our menu. He's like, don't ever get that again. I was like, oh.
At least he's honest.
I was like, if only you were there when I went.
It's like, Mike, don't order that.
Please don't.
Don't.
But yeah, the last couple times I was there were very good, yeah.
I'd like to go back and give it another shot.
I've been eating at Hatch a lot.
Where's Hatch?
It's on the corner of the same street, New Street.
Yep.
So Shed, and then like there's like the Value Drugs, New York Sports Club, and then on that, on the Main Street side. So it's
okay.
on the corner of Main Street and New Street.
Okay.
Instead of how Shed is a little bit further back
corner,
and on
yep.
that other corner of whatever street that is in New Street. Shed, the Hatch is on Main Street.
All right.
Across from Starbucks. You know that corner with Starbucks?
Yes.
It's across the street.
Gotcha.
On the opposite corner.
By the Paramount?
No, it's further on Main Street. All right. More.
All right. I think I know where it is.
Yeah, it's... Maybe. Dude, it's good.
Is it by... Fuck, it's that Mexican place.
Besito?
Yes.
No, it's the opposite
Fuck.
Way.
Just naming places now.
It's like... it's actually on Main Street, but it's like...
Is it by
New
you
York
guys?
New Is it what?
Is it by you guys?
Yeah,
aren't
like
you guys
almost across
Main
the
street?
Street. Like almost across the street.
Then yes, I do know where it is.
Yeah. The Paramount and all that Besito, that's all on New
that's
York Avenue.
That's
New York
down,
Avenue,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
It's like around the block, though.
Yeah.
It's a breakfast and brunch place. All
right.
Like they're open, they close at like 3.
Okay.
Fucking awesome.
I'll have to
like
check
the food
it out.
Is like untouchable.
I'll have to check it out.
And they only use pasteurized, cage free eggs.
That's what's up.
I get, and their bacon is. Awesome. Like, you can tell it's good quality. It's not... And they cook it just right. They don't burn it. They don't... So, like, I always get... I get the same thing every time. I get scrambled eggs with corned beef and hash. All
right. But what's the corned beef and hash? Is it really corned beef and hash? Or is it, like, keto-fied?
Oh, it's, like, real corned beef and hash. So, the only thing not keto about it is the hash. They use Yukon potatoes. But they dice them up, and there's, like, really not that many, so it's really... It's maybe a fourth of a cup of potatoes. It's, like, a pile of corned beef.
Sick.
So it's mostly corned beef, which is why I make the exception. And then I get a side of bacon.
Okay. That sounds yummy.
Fuck. It's so good.
There's a new place that opened up. So there's a really old Italian restaurant. I believe it was Italian. In my town that closed, like, 2 years ago, maybe? Something like that. But I don't know if it's the same owners or whatever, but they just opened up a new American restaurant in the same spot. And there has to be some sort of owner from the same, because the sign is like the same font.
Okay. Yeah, it's usually.
But the place is fucking beautiful inside. They did the whole place over. and the menu looks fucking awesome. It's called the Harrison. So
I've heard of it.
It's brand new. They literally just opened up on Thursday.
Yeah.
I believe. And me and Kelly have been like waiting for them to open. So the menu looks delicious.
Yeah.
And then they have a little, I don't know if they have a coffee bar though, because I saw there's a little place called the Little Harrison and it's to go place. So I'm wondering if there's like a little, like if they'll open up like in the morning maybe to have like a little coffee shop. That would be a smart move considering it's like the train station is
train
here.
Station, and kill it.
Yeah.
Well, that's what's cool. Pipeline, dude. Pipeline's right next to the train station.
See, you would think the coffee shop in my town like may be closed, which I'm really disappointed about.
Really?
I heard about it. I heard the girl that works there talking with somebody last week, and I forgot. I want to like bring it up, but I don't know. I'm gonna be like, hey, are you guys fucking closing?
You guys are going out of business.
But I'll be like really bummed out because they have sail away on tap. They sail on Nitro, and I get a Nitro
right there.
So it's like, I'm walking from my house, I stop there, and then I walk onto the train.
Yeah.
So it's like, what the fuck?
That would suck.
Yeah, I'd be really disappointed.
Yeah.
Because the bakery has cold brew across the street, but it's not that great. It's okay once in a while. But,
yeah.
But I mean,
you can't beat Sailaway.
Sailaway on tap.
Sailaway's got it on lock. Come on.
Yeah, and they have the cans. So some days I'll get it on tap.
Yeah.
Some day I'll get a sea salt caramel.
Yeah.
Ooh, excuse me. Yeah.
Damn.
Roast Coffee House, don't close, guys. And if you do, just give me a heads up.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get rid of Sailaways,
I have room in the fridge.
Just fucking throw them to me.
Oh, man.
Do you have any questions at all that you like want to get out?
Yeah, we're just talking.
Yeah, we're just bullshitting tonight, guys. We have...
Ask us questions.
Yeah, if you got any food, keto, health, Halloween, whatever you want to know.
Yeah.
We're an open book. Yesterday was also 2 years that I have not had a drink. So.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Congratulations.
I have not drank in 2 years.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So.
It's fucking awesome. It's a huge accomplishment.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. It's tough, but it was awesome.
Yeah.
It's a good change.
Does Kelly? Oh, no. Before that, does she?
Before that, yes. Yeah. But she would also have like a glass of wine and be like,
well, that's me.
Yeah.
That's drinking to me.
No, fair enough.
Some meal, like 2 glasses of wine. I'm like, yep, I'm good.
Yeah. She would be, yeah. She would have like the occasional like glass of wine here.
Yeah.
Or, like a beer here or there or something. But yeah. But she's pregnant now.
Yeah, so, definitely not.
So it's not happening.
Definitely none of that.
Not happening here.
Yeah, I like my wine. That's why I found the organic wine.
Hey.
Because
wine's
it's
delicious.
Because it's I'm getting the resveratrol and like the antioxidants without the garbage fucking sulfites and sugar added. It's USDA organic.
Yeah.
It's actually really good. Well, it tastes cleaner too. It's got a cleanliness taste to it.
I will support any red wine from Long Island.
Yeah.
Anybody that makes a red wine on Long Island is good in my book. Because the fucking Long Island wineries are fucking phenomenal.
Yeah.
They make really good wines out there.
I went to one, it wasn't a winery, it was a brewery.
Okay. In out east?
Yeah.
Greenport?
Yes.
Okay. Greenport makes fucking awesome beer.
Their beer was phenomenal, but their wine was really good too. For someone that was not, so for a non-vineyard, it was...
Maybe you went to Jamesport.
Oh, Jamesport. That's what it was.
Yeah,
not
Greenport. Just
Jamesport.
Yeah, Jamesport.
They had wine and beer. So I don't drink beer. It like fucks me up. Like not drunk wise, but like my stomach, it hurts my stomach. And so I had my wine. I got like little flights and stuff.
Jamesport makes a good wine.
For a brewery and not a vineyard, the place was awesome.
Yep.
They had like food trucks and stuff. It was fucking great. Yeah,
they
ate chicken nuggets, chicken fingers and french fries. Drank, sat there and drank, but...
Fuck yeah.
It was the middle of the summer. I was sweating my balls off, but it was still good.
Enjoy yourself.
Yeah, it was good.
I like that Greenport Brewery, because I went there for a bachelor party this summer, that they actually have the North Fork Roasting Company. They have bottles of cold brew that you can buy.
Shit, okay.
So I can go to a brewery and just pound coffee.
That works.
So
that I could do.
Yeah.
When I went to I want to go to Montauk again.
With the brewery?
No, it's just Montauk in general. It was a fucking blast, man. I love
that. Well, I want to go to Montauk solely because I want to go to Left Hand Coffee.
That place was off the charts.
And I just because it's in fucking Montauk.
It's right. It's like literally right next to the beach.
Nice.
Like the sand, like a block,
mm-hmm.
like right there.
I like their logo.
If you walk out of Left Hand, and you turn to the left, and you look straight, the sand and the beach is right there.
Okay.
Their coffee was amazing.
I dig it.
And like the inside, like the whole atmosphere.
Yeah, the place looks awesome. Cool. I always see them on Instagram.
But yeah, Montauk was a blast. I found Sail Away at 7-Eleven out there.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
I stopped there for like a
totally
water or something.
Surprising, but...
And I saw a can of Sail Away. I was like, it was a surprise. I don't know, 7-Eleven.
Yeah, you don't think 7-Eleven would have
fuck
Sail
yeah.
Away.
I was like, yep.
Give me that.
But yeah, it was Left Hand Coffee is awesome.
Oh, yeah.
Like sick. Like
if
you're
in,
that,
that's
yeah, if you're in Montauk, Left Hand Coffee is a spot to visit.
Sick. I'll go there.
Yeah.
I'll be there, guys. You'll see me soon. So yeah.
So we did the keto Q&A thing.
Oh
with,
yeah.
With
how was that?
CEO of No Foods. It was cool. It made me realize that a lot of people are very close-minded when it comes to keto, which we knew already, but
right.
I didn't realize. Because people were just like, is this keto? But how is this keto? How is your no-cookie keto? And I was like, I give it up because like, he's got like the CEO of No Foods. He's got a lot of patience.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he runs a company, so like, obviously he's got to have patience. But it's just like... Like, why? Like, I get it, like, asking questions, but, like, you're challenging this person who, like, you don't understand. He didn't just make a fucking cookie, package it, and sell it. Like, this
right.
this company did extensive research, testing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, everyone in the company tested their blood sugar to make sure that it definitely, for sure, did not spike blood sugar. Like,
right.
There was a lot of thought and time and effort that went into these products.
Yeah.
And these
just
people
an overnight
were just like, oh, how is this keto? And, like... I get it. Like, I would be skeptical too, but like, do your research. And like, it's not like it's a simple fucking Google search. What is allulose?
Yeah. And also,
like, that's it. It'll come up. It'll tell you what it is.
Also,
it's just fucking read it.
Q&A with the CEO of No Foods. You should probably fucking know before going into that.
Don't you think he would be ready for questions? Right. He answers the same. I bet you he answers the same 5 questions. Fucking a million times a day.
Yeah.
Every day.
But also...
Like, what's allulose? What's allulose?
But are you going to that Q&A solely...
To challenge or learn?
To challenge? Or are you going there because, like, if you've never heard of No Foods before,
mm-hmm.
and you're going there to just learn about No Foods,
yeah.
I can understand the question, maybe.
Yeah.
But if you're keto and you're, like, you're going there just to be... fucking asshole and
mm-hmm.
be like
a lot of people do that because they have nothing better to do.
It's like, why even go? Why are you trying to be a dick?
Yeah.
Like, he's obviously there promoting No Foods,
yeah,
whatever, but like,
and that's what I liked
you,
about it too.
You fucking know what allulose
he didn't
is.
Like
know
push
products.
It he didn't push it
right.
Yeah, but like, even still, like, even me, I explain what allulose is 100 times a day, so I can
imagine.
Only imagine what he does. But people, most people are like, okay, cool. Like, you explained it pretty well, and I understand. And then there are other people that are just like, I don't know. I don't know. And I'm like, as soon as I...
There's always that group of people.
But then I always go, I've tested my blood sugar on this.
Yeah.
Other people have tested their blood...
It's like...
I go, if...
Like,
it,
I know.
Yeah, I'm like, this is diabetic friendly. Doesn't spike or drop blood sugar. If this was real sugar, we'd have a lot of really pissed off diabetic customers.
And No Foods... Probably would be getting a lot of slack.
Yeah. So, yeah, like, it's...
Look at you, Chalk Zero.
Chalk Zero. Someone went in and came in the other day. I was like, you guys have the syrup? And I was like, fuck no. Like, we don't carry that shit anymore. I was like, no. Like, that's not keto.
It's not keto, bro.
Not keto,
definitely
bro.
Definitely not keto. But yeah, don't be assholes, people.
Yeah, come on. And then we have this one lady. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm not going to name names. But... quite obnoxious.
Oh no.
Yeah. And she's got a lot of followers on Instagram just because of her food pictures. Her food pictures are fucking bomb. I gotta give her credit for that.
Okay.
But she's like one of those like know-it-alls, but she really doesn't know it all. So I have no patience for that.
I hate that.
So that was a little like tongue-biting for me, I guess. I just had to sit there and be like,
Is she one of those people that's going to say, can I talk to your manager?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
I had that fucking happen to me on the train the other day.
Can I talk to your manager?
So my train stops at Forest Hills every morning. So it goes Jamaica and then Forest Hills.
Yeah.
My train gets a little crowded by the time we get out of Jamaica.
Yeah.
And now that Forest Hills, like, expanded their platform, like, the train just gets fucking packed.
Yeah.
And there's always this one lady that gets on the train that always just looks fucking nervous. Like, she just looks nervous. She just has that face that's just like, all right, nervous Nelly, relax.
Relax. You know?
And she always has to sit, like, because it's packed. So, like, all there's all seats are fucking taken. And there's only, like, middle seats and a three-seater. She'll always fucking sit in the middle seat. Doesn't matter. Because she's sat in between me before.
Mm.
And she's done her makeup, which is a fucking pet peeve of mine. I won't get into that.
That's weird.
So the train was fucking packed. The guy next to me, who I've sat next to before, wears like a fucking sleeping mask and like his headphones and is all comfortable and stuff. But he had a fucking scooter with him now. And it was on the floor, standing up in the middle seat. And the train gets fucking packed. So like a bunch of people get on, a couple people poke their head over and they're like, can I sit? I was like, sorry. I was like, there's a fucking scooter there. I was like, it's not mine.
Yeah.
And I just pointed to that guy and I was just like, sorry.
Yeah.
And they're like, whatever. So the fucking nervous Nelly.
Oh, God.
And I saw her fucking pushing and I knew she saw the fucking empty seat too. And I could see her poking her head over and stuff. I'm like, fuck. So she's going to ask to sit here. And then she got to like in front of me kind of and like peeked her head over and she goes, ah. She's like, I almost feel inclined to want to wake him up.
Oh my God.
I'm like, and then she does. She's like, excuse me, sir.
Oh.
Sir, that seat is for paying customers.
No, she didn't.
She did. She did. She's like, those seats are for paying customers. And I'm like, fuck me.
Oh my God. I was like,
is this really happening? So the guy like lifted up his thing. He's like, oh, he's like, I'll fucking move my scooter. So she got in the seat and I guess like he gave her like a look maybe. And she's like, don't look at me like that.
I would have fucking punched this bitch in the fucking nose.
Fuck. I was like, why is the train so crowded right now? I just want to get up. I was like, I can't.
People on the train are the fucking worst.
I'm just like, fuck my phone. Just looking at my phone now.
Minding my business.
Go. Hurry up.
Even when I try to go to the city as much as I can, but even when I do that,
it's like,
every time I go down the train, whether it's there or back, something always is a fucking problem.
Well, she confirmed my fucking...
There's always some type of person, and I'm like...
Well, I'm friends with the conductor on the way home on my train, and like I sit in like the conductor seat, kind of like in the back in the corner, so like nobody sits next to me and stuff.
Oh, that's nice.
It's a fucking key seat.
Yeah.
And me and the conductor always talk, and like he's always telling me fucking weird shit. He's like, dude.
They probably see some fucking stuff.
He's like, I've seen some fucking things. Wow. He's like the night trains, like.
Friday
like
night.
Holidays, Friday nights. He's like.
Friday, Saturday night, or like a train on the way back from like a game or something.
He told me about a couple that were legit vampires. And I guess he
dressed as vampires?
Oh, they were doing something weird, or like they were
sucking
dressed
each other's
weird.
Blood.
And the guy, I guess that was working the train with him, he's just like, dude, he's like, there's fucking like interesting people. He's like, we should probably watch them. The guy's like, they come on the train once every month. He's like, they're fucking vampires. He's like, what? He's like, no, they're fucking vampires. He's like, they go to like these vampire things and they're like legit vampires though. They like go and believe in vampires and like believe in
vampirism.
Vampirism and like
a lot of people do that. They get their teeth shaped.
Yeah, they were like, he's like, yeah, they were vampires. I'm like, well, that's fucking weird.
That is fucking weird. Fucking kind
of
cool.
I'm extremely open to a lot of things.
Mm-hmm.
Vampire lifestyle is just not my thing.
This assuming gender thing is taking it way too far.
Yeah.
Did you just assume my vampirism?
Yeah, I did. Sorry.
Hmm.
All right.
Kind of cool.
Kind of cool. Interesting, though. All right. Well, we're like at an hour.
Dope.
Past an hour.
Are we really?
Yeah. We're at an hour and 5 minutes.
Four minutes. Shit.
Yeah. Time flies when you're intelligently rambling.
That did. I had no idea it was an hour.
Yeah.
Well.
All right.
And hopefully you guys enjoyed that.
Yeah, I hope you guys had fun this episode. We did.
Yeah. We're going to think of a really cool topic
for this. Yeah, next week we'll be back to our...
got to break it up once in a while.
Our normal programming.
Yeah.
So, this is probably going to be our most listened to episode.
Watch, yeah. Fucking 5,000 views.
Yeah. And we talked about nothing.
No.
But we talked about
it. But we did bring some value.
We did.
We hope we brought you, I mean, the biggest thing and my biggest takeaway from this was the amount of Netflix suggestions.
Yeah, absolutely. I think those are most important, to be honest.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
All right, well.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys, for watching and listening.
Thanks for tuning in.
And don't forget, you guys can get us on iTunes, Google Podcasts, and Anchor.
Mm-hmm. Spotify too,
right? And Spotify, yeah. Yes. And you can watch us on YouTube.
Yeah,
you can watch us on YouTube, and don't forget to go subscribe to iTunes and to YouTube, and give us 5 stars on iTunes.
Hit that notification alert too.
And I believe you can still leave us messages on Anchor. So if you go to Anchor, there's a little message button. You can fucking leave us a message for anything that you guys want us to answer.
Hell yeah!
And the ones are on the podcast. Dope. On that note, I think we're done.
I think we are.
We out, people.
We out.
Have a good night.
Peace.
Peace. Oh.